Forgotten America now has a voice. America's voice, Steve Gruber.
Last week here on the program, we talked about Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer becoming the first in the nation to ban flavored vaping liquid that she said attracts children, and declared it a public health emergency, which I found a bit of a stretch considering, you know, the opioid crisis, the number of people that die from cigarettes, not only in Michigan but around the country. This year, over 16,000 Michigan residents will die from direct use of cigarettes, 45 a day. Around the country, 500,000 will die, 1,300 a day, as a direct result of smoking cigarettes. Vaping, yes, it's caused some health issues, and if that many people are doing it that intensely, yes, you're going to have some issues, but a public health crisis, I'm not sure that was the right thing to do. Jeff Steyer, senior fellow at the Consumer Choice Center, also a policy advisor at the Heartland Institute, joining me. Jeff, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be back with you.
So you heard this happen. Is it a public health emergency?
Well, I think we're losing all remaining credibility in our public health institutions. Steve, let me tell you why. You laid it out that the governor banned flavored e-cigarettes, which is basically all the e-cigarettes. And that's kind of following up on this nationwide scare about serious lung disease as a result of quote-unquote vaping. Now, Steve, you and I have been talking about vaping for a number of years.
Yep.
There are two separate things going on here that the people who want to ban e-cigarettes are using to fool people, and the public health officials should know better. And let me explain. Vaping is simply the process of using a vaporizer to heat up a liquid, aerosolize it, and inhale it. So, you know, that's like saying giving somebody a needle. Now, is using a needle dangerous? Well, if you're using illegal street drugs and a dirty needle, that's dangerous. It's not the needle. It's the dirtiness of the needle and what you're delivering in that needle that make it dangerous. If, however, you're getting an immunization, that's good, even though you're getting it through a needle. So vaping, illegal THC hash oil, which is causing the serious acute lung disease in 450 cases around the country.
Right.
That's dangerous.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Here's what's crazy about it, Jeff, and you know this. In states like Michigan and states across the country, recreational marijuana is becoming legal, medicinal marijuana becoming legal. A lot of these products you talk about have been made to be legal. Yet vaping with something that tastes like wild cherry or bubble gum or cotton candy or whatever, that's the problem. That's not the problem. I don't believe it's the nicotine-based products. Maybe I'm wrong. Go ahead.
Steve, you're right. You've seen through some of their smoke. A product, Juul e-cigarette, a product that delivers nicotine through a vaporizer to help people quit smoking, is not causing any of these lung diseases. Now, let me state very clearly, kids shouldn't vape. They shouldn't vape nicotine. They shouldn't vape anything else. But the cases that are causing acute lung disease around the country have nothing to do with e-cigarettes, as we know them, nicotine products. It has to do with THC oils. It's an oil-based product that's illicit. Even though you may have some legalization of marijuana, we're not talking about people getting serious lung disease from smoking a joint. It's from using THC hash oil. That's made usually in someone's garage or basement, and they don't know what they're doing, and it's dangerous. And the CDC, instead of actually telling people what's causing the problem, and they knew about this over a month ago, they could have stepped in and stopped it. Instead, they took the issue, pivoted to e-cigarettes, playing on people's lack of understanding,
right,
to advance a political ideology against e-cigarettes, which are used to help adults quit smoking, and yet some kids are using them and they shouldn't.
Well, here's the thing.
It has nothing to do with the THC hash oil, and they know better.
Right, and you're missing one other thing. We'll get back to it. You're missing one other thing. We'll get back to in a minute, and that's the obscene amounts of money that tobacco bring into government coffers. $920 million in Michigan last year. $920 million in tax money coming in from tobacco. Just about zero from vaping, unless you can include sales tax, but The governor here, Governor Whitmer, and I don't disagree with her. Is vaping probably the healthy thing? Probably not overall. Am I going to do it? No, of course not. But when you look at the rationale, well, it's flavored, it's bubble gum, it's Tutti Frutti or whatever it is, and she says that's attracting children. Well, what about flavored marijuana gummies? What about flavored vodka or spiked, you know, hard cider and things like this? These are also flavored items that are supposed to be for adults only, and yet they could be attracting children. What's the difference?
Of course, Steve. The difference is, as you stated, there's a lot of tax money involved. But let me be perfectly clear what's happening now in Michigan, and your governor trying to ban flavored e-cigarettes. And first of all e-cigarettes have flavors. You can't have an e-cigarette without flavor. Nobody would use it. And we want people who smoke to use it to lower their risk from combustible cigarettes to a vapor, which is far less harmful. Yet at the same time, we don't want kids to use it. Steve, it's illegal in Michigan. It's illegal across the country to sell e-cigarettes to minors. Sales of e-cigarettes are already banned. So what you've done now by banning flavored e-cigarettes, which is basically all of them, to everybody, not just minors.
Correct.
If you've changed one thing, you've not, because it was already illegal to sell to minors. Now, it's illegal to sell e-cigarettes to adults. That's the only change taking place as a result of the governor's ban. And that's exactly, precisely the audience that we want to have access to these harm reduction products. San Francisco did the same thing, right? You guys are in the same category now as San Francisco. It makes no sense because it's already illegal. And what makes you think if it didn't work last time, the ban on sales to minors, that a ban on sales to everyone is going to work?
Right? It's the use of the public health emergency
to these products.
Jeff Steyer here, senior fellow at the Consumer Choice Center, also a policy advisor at the Heartland Institute. Jeff, what bothers me is the use of the public health emergency. I mean, I look at the number of people that are dying in this country from opioid overdoses and addiction to street drugs, you know, 75,000 in America last year. Might be higher, but that's somewhere around the official number. 500,000 will die here from cigarettes this year, 1,300 today, 45 of those in Michigan. When I look at a public health emergency, the vaping, yes, it's tragic that some people have died and died recently, but as you say, most of that's from misusing the product. Vaping doesn't even rise to the top five public health emergencies from what I can tell. You know, several people fall off from ladders today and get killed today. Ladders are a bigger public health emergency than is vaping. I'll give you the last word.
But, Steve, while you're right, it's worse than that. I started the segment by saying it's a public health emergency that we're losing credibility in the public health community. It's important because of the very real problems you mentioned. We need to have a public health infrastructure in this country, state officials that we can trust. And right now they're not using an abundance of caution by banning e-cigarettes. They're using an abundance of chicanery. They're trying to fool us into thinking that the problem of vaping is one related to nicotine, when in fact it's one related to illegal THC hash oil, and then trying to get political points off that. Mm-hmm. And they are going to lose their credibility, and we're going to be left with a public who, for good reason, doesn't trust our public health authorities.
Yeah, we'll be complete skeptics. Jeff Steyer, great conversation. Thank you for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, parents! It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey!